Because knowledge is power.
It's the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
With ASB.
On Newstalk ZB.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know. We all want to change the world.
7 minutes past eight. If you ever want to set out to be controversial, you can do a lot worse than look at Russell Brand's job sheet. He's managed to find a bit of trouble over the years, but his saving grace is, of course, he's funny. From the movies to TV to stand-up to the drugs to the high-profile relationships, it's been a full life. These days, he's highly political with the web series called The Trues. One of the latest episodes was the interview with Ed Miliband before the election, where he seemed to go from a bloke who didn't vote to a bloke who wanted you to support Labour. Anyway, Russell Brand is coming here later on this year, and he is with us from London. Good morning.
Hello, mate.
How are you feeling post-election?
Sorry, was that election or erection?
I normally feel
pretty much the same.
But let's focus on the election. How are you feeling post the election?
I still can't quite understand what you're saying.
Didn't go so...
Usually I feel a bit tired and sometimes a bit guilty. And then just say, I normally apologise and just... immediately leave the nunnery. You're saying election.
I'm saying elections, Russell.
Oh, it's pretty much the same feeling.
Is it really? Did you think you could swing it?
Are you talking about erections?
No, the elections.
I mean, all of these answers work the same for either.
Really? So it doesn't matter what I cover off, it can work out. Because what we couldn't understand, and I watched all your videos, I watched your Miliband interview. The Miliband interview was interesting. Did he easily agree to doing that?
Actually, there was a little bit of back and forth, but they were pretty cool about it.
And how did you think the interview went?
I think it was pretty good.
And what about the effect that you thought it might have on the voters of Britain?
Well, I did it because I thought it could have a positive effect. But I think really, you know, that you need to have a stronger political alternative.
What about the Trues itself? I mean, that's political, heavily political, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is that having an effect, you reckon?
I think so. I mean, it's got a lot of subscribers and it gets a lot of views.
Has it sort of taken on a life of its own?
Yeah, sometimes I come home and it's brought a girl back.
And what do you do about that?
Well, I just encourage him. I say, I remember when I was your age, I'd have done the same thing, you know. Just enjoy yourself, express yourself.
And what do? Leave the room and just let them get on with it?
Just what I do is I say, next time, always hang a bow tie on the door handle.
Because it makes it awkward, doesn't it?
It does. If you come back and your daily online news broadcast has brought a girl back and you walk in on them, particularly if one of them's got an election, it can be very embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Does it surprise you, that sort of behaviour? Does it upset you in any way?
No, nothing does anymore. I've really come to just accept life for what it is.
How come that is?
I think it's since I've stopped taking drugs and since I've become a bit more religious, I've started to just think, well, basically everything's just going to do what it's going to do. Like a sort of a general sense of just accepting the flow of life, you know? Like, not that you don't... I don't know. I'm starting to believe that we're all carried along on invisible fields of unknowable force and that the choices that we make ourselves are... I don't know about whether or not they're predetermined, but I'm starting to think they're bloody irrelevant.
That's interesting, because I almost think the same thing.
Go on.
I think that it's not predetermined, but it's partially determined, but we can influence it, but not to as great a degree as we might have previously thought.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that.
And now that you've started to think that, do you regret you didn't think about it beforehand?
No. Oh, well, like, well, it doesn't matter, does it? It sort of happens. I think everything happens at the right time, you know? But I certainly think that unless you're on some kind of spiritual quest in life, you might as well just lock yourself in a toilet and I don't know, eat heroin or play darts.
Or both.
Yeah, yeah, you could use the syringes, you know, actually, but you'll, you know, I think that sort of, yeah, like the spiritual dimension to life, the journey into your own consciousness, the understanding, oh my God, what is my cat doing? My cat just shot up the stairs, like as if, like, I mean, it was such enthusiasm, it was ridiculous. He lost his dignity a bit. No. What are you doing?
What's your cat called?
Sorry about this.
That's all right. What's your cat's called?
Morrissey.
Horacy?
Not Morrissey, like heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Oh, I see. Fair enough, too. And is your cat all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's fine. He's just highly strung. He's a go-getter.
Is he? Why hasn't he come to the same conclusion that you have, that basically his life is just the way it's going to be and he doesn't need to freak out about it?
Well, I think he has reached that conclusion. What I might do is bring him to Australia with me now. Oh, no, is this New Zealand?
This is New Zealand. We can be Australia if you want, but this is New Zealand.
How are you with pets?
Very... What, me personally?
You, the people of New Zealand.
Oh,
welcome. Draconian policies as your neighbours.
Surely you've heard of the Johnny Depp difficulties in the last week.
To this which I refer.
Exactly. Australia, it has a completely different scenario. Are you arriving by commercial or private jet, do you think?
Commercial? We might come on one of those boats with the Indonesian people.
What? I think if you arrive commercially, you might, because you'll fill out the paperwork and they'll be perfectly happy. You might have to go into quarantine for a small amount of time, but I'm sure it won't be a problem.
No different from usual.
No, exactly. What do you do with the cat when you go on tour?
I just explain to him that, you know, so you're on your own now. This is what happened to me when I was a little girl, growing up in Wellington. Make your own way in life. I've got a lot of friends from New Zealand. They're all in London, but they're from New Zealand.
Really?
And they're good people.
They are good people.
Yeah.
How do you run into them?
A lot of them seem to be obsessed with making coffee over here. I don't know if that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee and marijuana seems to be what your country's running on.
Oh, really? It's good coffee, though.
Bloody good, actually. I've got to say that.
Listen, hold on for a couple of minutes, will you? Russell Brand is with us from London this morning. He's coming here in the latter part of this year, by the way. Ticketmaster, if you want tickets. 14th of October in Auckland at Victor Arena. More from Russell Brand in a moment. 14 past 8. 17 past 8 on the Mike Hosking Breakfast this Tuesday morning on News Talk ZB. Russell Brand is our guest. He's coming to the country at the latter part of this year. But, by the way, do you know the Chelsea Flower Show?
Yeah.
There's a great deal of consternation about how Britain is turning grey. And what that means is that everyone is concreting their front gardens. In fact, a quarter of all gardens in London are now concreted for parking. And the only reason I'm interested in this is I saw your video the other day in your house when Miliband was there. Do you have parking out front?
It's a tiny little alleyway that I live down. You'd be lucky to be able to park a scooter or grow a single rose.
Oh.
It's like a bit, it looks sort of like the scene of a Jack the Ripper murder.
Oh. So, no. Well, where do you park your car?
I don't have a car.
No car at all?
No, I ride a bicycle.
Seriously?
And if a car is required, I've got a friend who's got a car, he drives me around.
Gee, well, that's...
exchange for money.
that's a good system to have. So you haven't concreted over your part of London?
It's got concrete all over it. I mean, it's basically all made of concrete. If you see a tree in London, shoot it.
So anyway, back to your cat. So you're going to leave your cat behind. No other pets to worry about?
No.
Oh, that's all right. So you're free. You're free and easy.
That's right. Just me and him.
What about the material for the tour? Have you got that sorted yet?
Yeah, It's about how, as it like, having spent our time obsessing about life individually, we have to come together collectively. We're told that freedom is freedom to pursue our desires, but real freedom is freedom from our desires. As long as you're full of desire, you can't be free. So it's a lot about like my own journey to those conclusions and how I make mistakes.
Wow.
All the time. It's about disillusionment with fame. It's about getting involved in activism and politics, that kind of thing.
But there's a laugh along the way, I take it.
No. I've removed all trace of humour from my act.
Right.
Now I stand solemn with my face covered in ash, holding a bunch of plates. It's like a mime show. The cat can literally run upstairs again. What are you doing? You are not my son.
Oh, dear. But you're not depressed. You're not down about any of these realisations you've come to.
No, I like them. I mean, you know, I suppose the process of life, isn't it, is a continual unfolding of the layers of illusion until all that's left is you naked at a bus stop.
How far off being naked at a bus stop do you reckon you are?
It's about 5 minutes from here.
Really?
So I reckon I'm, well, this call's going to go on for about another minute, so I reckon I'm six, seven minutes away.
Bus stop. So having done all of that, how big's this tour, by the way? Is this just Australia and New Zealand, or are you going global?
We're starting with Australia and New Zealand, but then we're going to America, Canada, Ireland, Papua New Guinea, France, that's it.
How about Papua New Guinea? Are the ticket sales going well there?
Very well. We've sold all seven.
Oh, that's good, because that would be risky for the tour operator. You just don't know what sort of response you're going to get in a place like that. But if you're sold out, you're sold out. You can't argue with that level of success, can you?
You can't. Once you've sold seven tickets, those numbers speak for themselves.
Well, listen, it's been fantastic talking with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the tour, and I'm glad that we...
What was the best bit?
The best bit was the realisation that you and I might be on the same wavelength in a weird and spooky kind of way.
I enjoyed that. That was my favourite moment.
It was too, wasn't it? I felt that connection, and I think if more people got on the same wavelength as us, the world would be a better place.
That is what this tour is about, that coming together, and I don't mean that in an erotic way, we can change the world.
Yeah, exactly. And the sooner we change the world, the better, eh?
Nice. Yeah, we got you, mate.
Good on you. Lovely to talk to you, Russell, and we'll catch up when you're here.
I sound like my friend Daniel Matthews, who's a New Zealand person, and to the family of Daniel Matthews, and maybe he's in London, but maybe he's like some of his friends in New Zealand who go, oh, my God, I heard that thing, and then, like, it'll be good.
Well, no reason why Daniel Matthews can't listen to this on the internet.
Why not? Why shouldn't Daniel Matthews? He's free just because he's in London. He doesn't have to give up his access to his home culture.
Exactly. Exactly. He wants to be...
from Hamilton, which is the chlamydia capital of the world.
Lovely to talk to you, Russell, and we'll see you when you get here.
See you, mate. Take care.
Russell Bram from London this morning, October 14, if you want to go see him and have a laugh. 822.